I think what they're doing, they're counting on their defense and relying on their offense, and especially, and now a Jaden Daniels. And how I look at it is this. When I order something from Amazon, I don't rely on it to show up. If it says it's going to be there Friday evening, I count on it to show up. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm counting on as the Commanders now is I'm counting on the defense to actually carry us. I think it's good for the Commanders to pick up a Von Miller. He's a stout player.
That's Rashad Jennings on Von. Is he trying to make a difference between relying on versus counting on? I don't know. Anyway, quick stat on Von for you. Joe, Sneaky Joe, had this. He's not here today. Jeremy and Joe, just me today. Josh Schmidt producing. Owen Parker here as well. I might have called him Owen Power earlier today. That was a mistake. Happens. I got a day of the week clock. I need a which Owen is over there clock. It's pretty much the same one. It's always Owen Parker. Anyway, talked a little about Von Miller today. Looking back on his Bills obituary to a point, like it ended. I thought bringing him back on a modest deal might have made sense, moving cap money around and bringing him back. And Joe had this, it kind of popped up in my feed, that last year in pass rush win rate, Von was 8th in the NFL. And, all right, pass rush win rate, what's that? That's how often you beat your blocker, the player that's blocking you, in 2.5 seconds or less. That's what pass rush win rate is. And the reason to value that instead of sacks is simply, well, if you're rushing Daniel Jones versus Josh Allen, your likelihood of getting the quarterback on the ground is different. But did you beat your man? So Von finished 8th in pass rush win rate last year, behind only Aiden Hutchinson, Myles Garrett, Micah Parsons, Nick Bosa, Trey Hendrickson, Jared Verse, and Chop Robinson, Dolphins rookie Chop Robinson. He might be the only one on the list who's saying, oh, interesting. The rest of those guys, like, that's a murderer's row of great pass rushers. And Von was used sparingly. You know, he had a limited role for the Bills. When they put him out situationally, he would beat his guy. That's it. Speed rush beats his guy in less than 2.5 seconds. So the Commanders take a little bit of a guess here. We haven't seen numbers on the deal. One thing that'll be interesting to me is that, because this time of year, if a guy's not on a team, this went for Von, it goes for Amari Cooper and Rasul Douglas, former Bills out there. Are they asking for too much? Is there just nothing out there for them? And we'll see what Von ultimately gets. I've not seen the numbers on that deal yet, but he goes to Washington. Anyway, seems like a good bet for them. So, do you think it was a good bet? Good gamble, took a shot, 803-0550, 75% voting in a Twitter poll right now. Should the Bills be scared off that kind of move, or do you think it was worth a shot? 75% said, worth a try, would do it again. And I just got a response from Adam who tweeted, didn't learn anything. We now currently have a Bosa on the injury shelf, not as old by any means. I don't see the Joey Bosa thing. I know they play the same position. He's 30, so he's younger. I mean, I guess there are parallels. I don't think the Bosa thing is anything close to the Von thing. Bosa is a one-year deal. The cap hit is low. There's dead cap because of void years, whatever. The cap hit is low. The expectation for Bosa is much less than it is for Von. Von coming in was Hall of Famer, still getting after it. It's a risk because he's old. Bosa is, he is hurt all the time. He's frequently hurt and frequently battling something. And because of that, that's why he was $12 million instead of $120. I mean, it feels like it's pretty easy to say the difference in them was that one contract, at least on the reported total value, was literally 10 times bigger. So I think it's a tough sell to try and tell me that the Bosa signing is proof that they wouldn't be scared off or that they didn't learn a lesson they should have about injuries. I don't know. The Bosa signing to me is totally fine. If it doesn't work out, what were you going to do with that money? What other pass rusher are you going to get for that money? You take a chance. Sometimes you kind of just do that. You can't go get Max Crosby. He didn't move. TJ Watt didn't move yet. Hendrickson yet. Myles Garrett didn't move. If you wanted the best pass rusher you could, I guess you could have gone for Josh Sweat in free agency. Other than that, I feel like it's a low risk, high reward. It's gambling season. And shouldn't the Bills be in the market of some gambles? Shouldn't you buy some scratch-off tickets? You've got such a good foundation and a good deep team. I'd be willing to do the scratch-off ticket. I'd also be willing to pay for the big investment in a Vaughn player again, or that could be a receiver next year. It can be a, I don't know what else it would be. Offensive line is set. You're not going to pay big money for a tight end. You've got tight ends. Your quarterback's set. Your running back conversation on James Cook is right there if they want to pay big for him. I don't know that they will. So they've spent on defense. I feel like they'll gamble again on defense. If Bosa doesn't work out this time next year, maybe they're after Trey Hendrickson if he is a UFA. And he'd be 32. So I don't I know they play the same position. I know injury is there in both of their cases. High profile, great player at the top of their game. Yes, that compares, but it does not strike me that the Bosa signing is of the same kind of, I don't know, the same category as the Vaughn signing. One was the biggest guy on the market. And arguably, when's the next time the Bills will spend $120 million in free agency on one guy? When will that happen? And it's a good bet for the bet board. I'll run that by Joe. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Open Championship is running. Scotty Scheffler out there, minus two right now. He's on the 11th hole. Scheffler is two back of the lead. One thing about the Open Championship, it's really good for it's vest season. Rainy, a little windy, a little cold. You're getting good vests. Scotty's wearing a vest, long sleeves, vest, muted colors. This is not the tournament where you get your golf. Well, I shouldn't say that. Jason Day's wearing something interesting today. But something happened to Rahm on the course just a minute ago I wanted to get to. Because for you golfers out there, we've got our little things we steal from the pros and rules that we maybe fudge a little bit. I hope everyone's familiar with the gallery rule. You hit a ball, it doesn't go out of play, it goes in the rough, you can't find it. You kind of all agree, just put one down, don't take a penalty. If there were a gallery here, they'd point to where your ball is. You know, the gallery rule. So something happened to Rahm a minute ago, and we've never talked about this on the air. What is the ruling when this happens to you? And Joe had a story about this as well. So Rahm's hitting, and apparently something happens during his swing.
Once find the left rough.
Really? Whistling, right, great time.
Whistling, not impressed with somebody right behind him. Right, finds the right rough.
He says, whistling, really, great time. Somebody whistled in his backswing, and he hit the ball in the rough. Now, there's nothing that anybody does about that. The golfer gets mad. There's no, you know, you get a re-hit. Joe was telling a story off the air, I think, playing the other day, maybe playing in his club's tournament, that somebody fired a firework in his backswing or whatever. When you guys play, if something happens during a backswing, somebody blares a car horn because you're by a road, somebody talks, something, the cart backfires. You guys have any sort of you get to hit it again? Because I've never known anybody to do that.
Not a hit it again, really. I will blame it on that, but then I'll go play the shot.
Haven't you offered somebody the chance? I'm sorry, I was talking. If you want to take you've offered that.
Always, I've done that before. Yeah.
What percentage of golfers take that?
I don't know that I've ever 1% on that.
Yeah, like maybe 2% of people.
Yeah.
I've seen people like almost like, you know, when they're in their backswing and they're swinging, they get startled by something and almost fall over and they're like, no, I'll just go play it. And it's like, right. Dude, you almost fell over. Go hit it again. No, I'll just go play it.
You can't. I don't think you can hit it again if you fell. If you fall, you fall.
Yeah, I know. I'm talking about
a distraction.
Right.
I'm saying like I saw someone like get startled by something.
Oh, okay.
Where they like kind of like jumped a little.
Like an air horn goes off and they fell.
Right.
Right. Right.
Oh, you know what? I might want to give a ruling there.
Like
if a gunshot goes off at close range and you literally.
Yeah, you like jump a little bit.
I don't know why there's gunshots on this golf course in my head.
I was the third party there, and I was just like, dude, like hit the ball again. And he's like, no, I'll go play it. It's fine. And I'm like, okay.
Wasn't there a guy on like 18 this year in a PGA Tour event, like hitting a wedge on 18 to make the cut. And I think like an air horn for like weather went off as he went down. Is that right? And he got kind of screwed on that?
I think the thing that screwed him though is the shot doesn't count.
Right.
So, yeah, he's in his swing. And like it wasn't that it was distracting. It was that this shot doesn't count.
Right. And then like what do you do there? I guess you'd rather not have the shot count if the thing goes off in the middle of your backswing. But
unless the ball goes in the hole or something.
Right.
That would be unfortunate.
Yeah, I've never – it's very rare that I ever get anybody to take me up on any kind of
I was talking.
Retroactive gimmies is another one of those where it's like
– That's tough. That is
– You know, somebody misses a little too far.
Are you going to give me that? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, that was good, I guess. Yeah. Like,
yeah.
It's, yeah, those can be tough.
I do subscribe to team – No gimmies.
I think I'd like to
get in that in groups like that. Once you start to say like, oh, that's good, like, you know.
Okay.
Because people give them, I say this myself as well, you give them hoping someone will give one to you.
Right.
And it's
that's gross.
It's a bad habit.
It feels gross.
It's a bad habit.
Yeah. When you play with me in Bulldog, it's we very rarely gimme's got to be within a foot for us, basically.
Yeah, anybody that does the length of the putter, like that's nuts.
Yeah,
you have if you're giving the length of the putter, I promise you have not seen me putt because I can miss from
right. Or inside. You've never putt from there because all you've ever done is take those away.
Right. 803-0550 our phone number. Jerry Ostrowski, Big Jerry O coming up top of the hour. Talk a little Bills with him ahead of training camp. Talking lots about Vaughn today and you know his next stop. Washington onto another competitor or contender. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us here on WGR.